last night
was
amazing.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Well, I used to be a gymnast.
Did I hurt you?
It's not like I'm going to sleep with one person for the rest of my life, right? I mean, who does that?
Crazy people like us.
Checking in for two?
Okay.
I mean, one and a dog.
Oh, great. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
It's my fault that I'm alone on Valentine's Day. My closest relationship is with my BlackBerry.
Right.
Thank God it vibrates.
Okay, here's the deal. With a name like Valentine's Day, you should know exactly what you're getting. This new film from director Gary Marshall follows five or six interwoven storylines about love and relationships in Los Angeles. Starring pretty much everybody in Hollywood, this film is hoping to capture the same magic as movies like Love Actually, though it isn't as effectively done. To a certain degree, it feels like the writers had ideas for a couple movies and just didn't have enough story to pad them all out to feature length. It pushes the right buttons and it has its moments, but Valentine's Day is really just a chick flick that women are going to drag their husbands and boyfriends to. But be warned, don't see this movie if you are currently unattached, or you just may want to kill yourself. Valentine's Day gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.